the Dick Berlin Hearst organization. They hired this fellow Frasca, paid him $1,000 a week, and a vice president of General Motors did that, to come and spy on me for 7 months in Texas. Have you seen that Frasca stuff?
Yes.
Now, if they do that, and pay a guy $1,000 a week and $600 expense, $1,600 a week, and we've checked that through Hearst, and he has admitted, and he's very sorry, and he says it's terrible what he did, but they tried, they promised to pardon Billy Saul Estes. If he would do involve us.
Yeah.
Now, if they do that, what would they do to poor Walter Jenkins?
Yeah, sure.
And if they do it to Walter, they might do it to you tomorrow. So I don't know how to get the FBI to do this, but I think I think you ought to say to him that,
I've done it
that this blotter, that we want that blotter studied carefully and examined by the best in the country. When that word pervert was added, why it was added, and who arrested him, and
we can get the data.
Get the background of these officers that arrested him back there in 59. He told me the other night that he was positive he was framed in 59, and he thought he was framed this time. He thinks that.
Yeah.
I asked him if there's any other incident in his life, and he said no. He said that he was real hurt, because when I asked him the question if he had ever had any other incident, and he said, not that I ever know about. If I did, it was when I was out. I'm not an alcoholic, but I have been beyond my memory a good many times. Now, this man is so conscientious that he tries to answer it that way. And he's a good man, and I don't want to see him just to, I won't know it if they did it.
Yeah.
So you try to talk to Hoover, not coming from me, but
no,
you just try to tell him to look at that blotter, and let's go after these arresting officers. Now,
yeah.
Ken O'Donnell tells me that he knows this is framed, that he's talked to people up there. I think you ought to ask Ken what he thinks about
right.
it and what he knows. He says that he's seen this happen a good many times, and he knows Jenkins pretty well.
It's a very easy frame.
And you can imagine with all these books about the Texan looks at Johnson, why they'd want this kind of a thing.
Sure.
Okay, now any other thing besides these judges?
No, there's some more, but those are the main ones.
Well, now, who others do we have that are high on the list? Do you have two appellate judges in district?
Two appellate in the district and one district court. And two in New York, Southern District. One in Ohio.
Well, I gather that what about Celebrezze taking the district judge in Ohio?
I think he wants the Court of Appeals, but I think he'd settle out of the district court if that were the.
What would the senators say?
The senators would push him for the Court of Appeals here so they could have the district court in Ohio. That district court in Ohio should come from the southern part of the state. Should probably come from Cincinnati rather than Cleveland. But it would be possible. It would be possible to put Celebrezze there.
Well, why don't you tell him that you think the president would like to appoint him to that court in Ohio?
All right.
And just tell him to go see his senators.
Okay. Will do.
All right, now, what others do we have?
Those are the
real important ones?
One in Pennsylvania, out of
Well, now, who do we listen to up there?
What?
Who do we listen to in Pennsylvania?
You can speak with two voices. You listen to Joe Clark and Frank Smith, and they won't agree about anything.
Is this Philadelphia?
Yeah. I'd like it to come from the suburbs, and I think if Smith is agreeable to that, so I think it's possible to work. I'll work that out with Clark.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that'd be too difficult now. Those are the most. There's one out.
Haven't got it in New Jersey, have you?
No, sir.
They tell me that there's one that's about to vacate up there sometime, and And I've got a Republican.
You have a couple on the Court of Appeals in the next
state. I've got a Republican congressman. I believe his name's Cahill.
He's very good.
And he stood up and walked down the firing line for us, and yeah. I want to put him on a bench.
He's on the Judiciary Committee, and he's done that for us a dozen times.
Well, let's find out where we can put him. He doesn't want any district court. I asked him if he wanted that in the District of Columbia, and he said he didn't. He wants to live in New Jersey.
You take a district bench in New Jersey right away.
Yes, that's what he wants.
Yeah, and that's a district that the Democrats could get back if they didn't have to fight Cahill.
Well,
it works out all the way around.
Let's find him. Can we get somebody to retire?
Well, I think we can do it through the Court of Appeals, Mr. President. We're going to get a couple of retirements on that Court of Appeals, and I think by putting somebody up, we can create a vacancy.
All right, let's do that. That's one I really want to do.
All right. All right. We got another one out in Washington, but nobody's very interested in pointing anybody out there. I can't get the senators to move. That's about all I can think of at the moment. I don't have a list in front of me.
Okay. Much obliged, and I'll see you when I get back next week.
Okay, fine.
And you get the Texas, and let's look at the good ones, and then get any others for the District of Columbia that are outstanding. They've been shoving me on a former FBI man, Tam, that's on the district bench, and putting him on the Court of Appeals and getting a district vacancy. But I don't have many obligations in the District of Columbia, and I just really want to get some real meritorious people that are...
Court of Appeals is and I don't often say this, from the point of view of everything that was talked about in this campaign, those two appointments are damned important.
All right.
Because you've got four judges on that court that are just going hog wild.
Yeah.
And it's very important to give it a little balance.
Well, let's try to do it. Let's look around and see some folks that we might have some obligation to. Now, what about some of these Republicans that supported me up there? The McLaughlins and the Burlings and some of that type. Are they any of them young enough and able enough to qualify?
I would think there ought to be some there.
Is that Burling from the Atchison firm?
Yes, he is.
Is he the old man that was supporting me, or the young one?
Yeah, Eddie Burling.
Well, he's an old man, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's about 50.
Oh, no, but there's an 80 one. It must be his daddy.
Yeah, it's his father, yeah.
Well, now, is this 50-year-old one exceptionally qualified?
Well, he's in that firm. I don't know how good he is. I think he may be mostly in the firm because his daddy started. I'd want to check on that. I know him, but I've never seen him in court.
Well, why don't you ask Dean Ashton somebody?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Who runs it, Dean Ashton?
Yeah, Ashton.
Ask somebody that you know. Now, I would like to do something like that.
Yeah.
I'd like to take some Republicans. Aren't we pretty short on Republicans?
Yes, we are, and you want to try to do about one out of ten anyhow, if you can.
Well, let's see if that's not a good place to find.
That would be a good place to put them. You don't get any static percentages.
And we have some.
Got another vacancy on the First Circuit, Mr. President.
Where is that?
Up Boston, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine.
Well, I got them for all of them in that area. Anybody, Rhode Island's 81, Massachusetts is 60, let me see, I never thought of
it. New Hampshire judge that retired, the appointment probably should go to Maine.
Well, I'm for that. 70. I got 73 in Massachusetts. Let me see what I got in Maine. In Maine, I got 69. My state manager said I'd get 57. Poll said I'd get 56. We didn't believe either one. I got 69. Well, now, if Maine, Muskie, we just elected him the Senate, though, didn't we?
Yep.
Can't give it to him. Is there some Republican from Maine we might give it to?
Well, there's a Republican district court judge there that could be put up and then have a leave a district court appointment. I had, I talked with Muskie about it. He called me. The fellow I'd like to see put up would be our Solicitor General, Archie Cox. But that's Massachusetts appointment, and I think it really belongs to Maine.
Yeah. I like Archie Cox. I liked him in the Senate.
Prestige appointment in, you know, up there. He's tremendously highly regarded. Although he's been a very great Solicitor General.
Teddy, one thing I think you ought to give a little thought to the next few days is what kind of an order you can write that will put all these damn civil rights things under one outfit where we just haven't got them running all over the lot. You got the FEPC Commission, you got the President's Commission.
Would you want to give that to the Vice President?
I wouldn't mind, but I want to eliminate a bunch of them first.
No.
I don't see any reason for the President's Committee anymore, do you?
Well, you could put it on a...
Have Burke Marshall study it and see...
You get the other one going.
Let's see.
We have an overlap there, which is useful for a while.
I think what we ought to do is try to put it, centralize it, and if we think it's solid enough, get some staff in there for the Vice President. He needs a staff all the time. Find some outfit that's already got some money appropriated. Put the court, put the President's Committee, the Civil Rights Commission, FEPC of the Congress, something else. I don't want a law. I guess I'd have to do it reorganization and submit it to them, though, wouldn't it?
No, we could do most of that without a reorganization. Let me see what we can
do. I would like to centralize it, cut down on it as much as you can, and probably put him in charge.
All right.
And then I'd like to call the Negro groups in and have you and Marshall meet with us. And say, what do you all think ought to be done here? Whitney Young, Roy Wilkins, Martin Luther King, the other folks.
Yeah.
Now, what am I going to do about Martin Luther King with all these reports that are coming in on him all the time? And then somebody, can somebody tell him, watch his conduct?
Lord. Looks to me like he's too far gone on a lot of this. As far as his relationships with the communists are concerned, we've done that, Mr. President, so many times to him. Told him to watch out. As far as his relationships with girls are concerned, it just doesn't seem to me anything will stop for that.
Well,
maybe they're getting the Nobel Prize. We'll make him more careful. Of course, Hoover loves that because he don't like King.
Now, they're pressing me to attend a dinner in his honor in New York. I can't do that, can I?
I would think you could, but I wouldn't advise you to. I'd find some other reason why you can't. Send some money.
These people are telling him that I won't come. And it ought to be a challenge to him, and he ought to see whether I put up or shut up. But I'm just a Southerner, it won't do it. And it's in honor of his Nobel Prize thing.
Let me see what the dinner is, Mr. President.
Well, please do, because it's got to be awfully careful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me take a check on that.
I'll get back to Jack Millennium next day or two, because we'd want it.
All right.
Get them blow up. My thought would be that we ought to try to have a meeting with them next week on this civil rights stuff. Look at the commission, look at the President's Committee, and tell them it's going to get in hair and they're going to make jokes out of it. People laugh about it already, about all of them conflicted. Let's put them in one centralized outfit and get the finest people we can and ask them who they'd like in the cabinet or the vice president, maybe if they think it'd be. And I would imagine they'd like the Vice President.
Like that, yeah. That was my reason for suggesting it, really.
And then we might get them to go along on abolishing about three-fourths of it and putting all